Waterside Wake Up, 7:46. Jason here with, well, Jason. We got Jason with the Beloit City Manager here. And, boy, busy time as always. And you're here on Community Matters to let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. Yeah. I'm glad to be over here.
Yeah. So, you know, we have school starting. We have Labor Day coming up. We have a lot of different kind of things. We're winding down summer. We're ramping up fall. So what kind of changes for you and the city here
well,
at this time?
You know, I guess, you know, probably the first thing I'd really like to talk about, you know, obviously we have some projects going on. We'll cover that here in a second. But I think we started it last month, that conversation. And that's just kind of thing that's on everybody's mind, you know, with inflation and the cost of goods. You know, we've seen that pressure in food. We've seen that pressure in products that we purchase every day for the last, you know, 12 months plus. And, you know, we're really starting to see that pressure in the energy side, you know, our water production. You know, I think I mentioned last month, you know, the chemicals that we go to produce to treat the water are up about 40% in the last 18 months, you know, so that's significant impacts, you know, and the energy prices. I've never seen elevated day ahead market prices, and that's really driven by a lot of the marketplace power that you get, and a lot of our base supply now too is powered by natural gas. You know, on any given morning you wake up and it might be third of its wind, third of its coal, and a third of its natural gas driven power throughout the marketplace, which would be from North Dakota down to Texas. And if you've done any Googling, that's all I'd recommend. Just Google power prices, Google anything like that. And natural gas, you're going to see it's very expensive right now. So what typically is pressure during the summer, you know, we're all experience, you know, energy bills that are high in the summer because we use a lot of energy. You know, it's hot out. It's just like anything. You drive your car a lot, you're going to spend more on gas. You drive, you know, you cool your house a lot more. That's a big energy draw. And what I would prepare ourselves for a little bit is, you know, what does that look like here in the fall and the winter when we typically have lower bills? And you will, because the usage will be lower. However, the price has stayed elevated. So that's really impactful. It's something I've never seen before, but typically the day ahead price over the peak demand, which would be from like 11 to 4, let's say, on a day. And of course, it's still hot out right now, you know, but not as hot as it was. So, you know, the overall footprint shouldn't need as much power, but natural gas has driven that so high that those are still triple digits, you know, and they used to be, they might peaked out at 50 or 60 bucks a megawatt hour. And now they're, you know, $120, you know, so nearly double, heck, last couple of days been 150, 160, you know, so you extrapolate that out over your power supply and what you have to charge for energy. It's really impactful, you know, and we had made some moves and done some things, you know, for example, the solar farm is one of them, but that's 10 or 12% of our energy supply, right. You know, so it's going to have impact, but it's minimal. You know, maybe last month it saved us $40,000, you know, saved our customers $40,000. But again, that's just a small piece of the overall pie. So it's those strategic moves that we've made, you know, even our power contracts or the wind energy we acquired. But unfortunately, then what bites you in the tail is then our base energy contract, which we've had for 20 years, has gone from since when I first got here. And it's supposed to be kind of a fixed product, but it allows for adjustments based on the inputs, which natural gas is a big driver of that particular power contract. And that's gone from 40 bucks, 45 bucks to 65 bucks, right. You know, so you can only go to your floor. When your floor is elevated, it's really hard to drive that down. So anyways, I just want to have, you know, some real conversations and those kind of conversations. And again, it's everywhere. You know, I feel like we have been able to headed off better than some utilities across the country if you do some of that research out there, but it's still real, you know, and it's still out there. And that's just where I continue to recommend to people to really, you know, if you want to have less energy use, then try to use less energy. And that's just part of it right now. And there's just a lot of worldwide dynamics that are driving that are beyond anybody's control, I guess. You know, that's some real stuff. I mean, you know, you do a little bit of research on Europe and some of the natural gas pressure on there and some of their day ahead market prices. I mean, it makes you thankful for what we have, but it's still impactful.
So. Right. And it used to be you really didn't have to watch it day to day. Kind of could, you know, watch it every so often. But now it's, like you said, it is day to day.
Well, that's like I said, telling somebody the other day, you know, city management, of course, probably this could be for anybody's job. It was really fun up till about February of 2020, you know, and then we had some of the pandemic issues, and then that just has slipped right over since about February 21 to these just. It's every day you just don't know what's going to blow up as far as on the energy market and all those types of things. And so it makes it extremely stressful and also really hard to plan and to keep things stable and to make sure that we're doing the right things, you know. And there's just a ton of volatility and that winter event kind of set it off. So there's a lot of utilities, including us, having to recover some of that just massive cost that occurred in that super huge cold snap a year and a half ago. And now you double that, or you pile on with that with the natural gas pinch because of the war with Russia and Ukraine and all those things. And so there's just huge, huge supply chain issues on the natural and production issues on the natural gas side. I guess it's part of the reason. I don't know probably all of it.
Right.
But there's a lot of it that says, well, why is natural gas three times what it was, you know, a year ago, you know? Yeah. And that's, you know, that directly impacts what we have to deal with today.
So when people ask, why are you doing the solar power plant? That is why you
are,
just to take a little pressure off the whole system.
Exactly. It's just a strategy. You know, there's definitely flaws with anything that you're going to do. But it's a small piece, you know, and it's something that helps shave off those peak hours for what it can do. And it's done those. And really what I would just recommend is anybody has any questions on any of this stuff, feel free to reach out to me, stop by my office. I'd love to show you. Yeah. I'd love to talk to you about it and help, you know, kind of share what the challenges are and what is driving some of this stuff. And I have no problem doing that. It's actually fascinating stuff.
Yeah,
it's really interesting stuff to look at and to try to understand. Anyways, I just kind of wanted to get that out there because it's definitely a real issue and a real impact, you know,
We appreciate your time, and thank you for coming in, and we'll hear from you next month.
All right.
Well.
Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thank you. That is Community Matters, and then brought to you by Mitchell County Health Hospital Health Systems.